Reports, EU mulls forcing remote work days to curb energy costs. By Christian K. Caruso on April 16, 2026. In an effort to offset rising energy and fuel costs, Brussels is planning to propose EU member states force companies to implement at least one mandatory remote working day, Spanish outlets confirmed. The newspaper El País reports that it obtained a draft copy of the European Commission's proposal, which, in addition to the mandatory remote work proposal, also calls for other measures to reduce energy and fuel consumption, such as closing public buildings whenever possible, reducing public transportation fares, or making it free for certain groups. Other measures present in the draft, the newspaper reported, call for EU member states to issue specific energy vouchers for vulnerable households, introducing or extending temporary price caps for low-income or vulnerable households, and applying full or partial reductions in excise taxes on electricity for vulnerable and low-income households. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will reportedly present next week at an upcoming informal heads of state gathering in Cyprus on April 23 to 24. According to the draft, the European Union argues that Europe has paid an additional €22 billion for energy since the war in Iran began earlier this year. Some of the proposed measures, El País explained, can be implemented almost immediately in homes, buildings, industries, and in the transportation sector. Others, like the proposal state aid measures, are more medium-term in nature. The newspaper also detailed that after months of the green agenda being sidelined due to concerns and pressure from the right-wing and industry groups, the European Commission is once again focusing on renewables as a solution to the crisis and a path toward energy security. The transition to a clean, abundant, domestically produced, secure, and affordable energy system is not only an environmental necessity but also an economic, competitiveness, and security imperative. Short-term relief measures must reinforce the long-term strategy, and not divert from it, toward a decarbonized and resilient EU energy system, the European Commission reportedly said in the draft. The Spanish public broadcaster RTVE also confirmed the existence of the draft with the recommendations on Wednesday evening, and detailed that its text follows guidelines published by the International Energy Agency, IEA, in mid-March to mitigate the impact that rising fuel prices resulting from the ongoing conflict in the Middle East may have on consumers. At the time, the IEA reportedly recommended reducing speed limits on highways, choosing alternatives to air travel, and using electricity for cooking whenever possible to reduce dependence on fuels and liquefied natural gas. The European Commission plans to give member states more leeway to increase subsidies for fuel and fertilizers, RTVE wrote. It also suggests that gas storage be coordinated among countries. There is no threat to supply at this time, although the aviation sector warns that it could be affected by a shortage of jet fuel, the broadcaster continued.